I'm going to give you scenarios, and you're going to tell me if you're going to let it go mm-hmm. or you're going to ask to speak to the manager.
Oh, I let nothing go. Go ahead.
You don't always have to bring the manager involved. Some things you can just let it go.
That's what the manager's there for.
You're at a restaurant. Your server gets your order wrong. Mm-hmm. Even worse, it takes 20 minutes for them to return to the table to fix the issue. When the check comes, no discount given. Do you let it go or do you ask to speak to the manager?
All right. So here's the thing. I am well aware. It's if I just order right off the menu, if I'm like, I'll have number 7 and they bring number 12 and then they take forever to come back to bring the actual food after everybody else has eaten and they haven't done anything on the check, then yeah, that's not right. I mean, I've worked in restaurants for my whole life, so I know what you do and what you don't do. But the problem is, when I order, I'll have this without that. Can I have 4 of those and 3 of those, but none of these? Well, what? How about this? Instead of telling me what you don't want, just tell me what you do want.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, I only want this and that. Fine. So I know that my order is a lot because I have celiacs and I have a million eating disorder things and I have like
FODMAP.
I'm a pain in the ass. So quite often I expect my food to be wrong. I've gotten used to it.
Or spit on.
So if right. So if I have asked for a million different things and it comes wrong, that's on me. That's my fault.
Mm.
But if I just order number 7 and you bring me number 12. Sorry, that's on you. I'm calling the manager.
And it takes 20 minutes for them to come back to the table.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Okay, you're trying to return something at a store.
Uh-huh.
The clerk informs you you're one day outside the return window. There's a 30-day return policy. Today is day 31. Do you let it go? Do you speak to the manager?
Most stores don't honor those policies. That's just a policy in case they want to be an asshole about it.
Okay, so they're being an asshole. Do you talk to the manager or do you let it go?
How much is the item?
It doesn't matter with you. It could be 25 cents.
No, If I'm returning something that's like $5, screw it. I'm going to keep it. But if I'm returning something that was like $50 and I didn't open it or whatever, No, I'm sorry.
You go to order the Cobb salad at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to substitute a different dressing, which is something you would do. The server explains that the restaurant has a policy against no substitutions. Do you let it go? Do you speak to a manager?
Neither. I get up and I leave and I go somewhere else where I can order what I want to eat.
Okay, so stop. I'm done.
I'm out of here. I live in New York City. Restaurants here are really expensive. We went out the other night just for Thai food. I didn't even get anything. I got rice and peanut sauce. That's all I got. And he got a pad Thai. That's all we had. One pad Thai and rice and peanut sauce. It was $38. I'm not joking.
Wow.
So, yeah. See? So if I go somewhere and they won't substitute a dressing, I just won't eat there.
Before driving to a store, you check the website to make sure that item is in stock. But when you get there, they're sold out. The salesperson just says, the website was wrong. What do you do? Do you let it go? Do you speak to a manager?
That just happened to me.
So what did you do?
Okay, so I was looking for, I just painted my kitchen, so I have all this paint left over. And the Home Depot guy was like, just get some mason jars and just, put the paint in there real tight, put some plastic over it, and the paint will be fine to hang on to in case you need to do touch-ups. I'm like, great. So there's a store near me where they sell the right size mason jars for all the paint I have. And I went to the website, and I saw that they had the size mason jars that I needed. And I went to the store, and the guy's like, yeah, they're not here. I'm like, but they were on your website. He's like, we might have just sold them today. Let me check in the back. He checked in the back. They weren't there. I was like, can I order off the website? He's like, no.
No.
So I left. What can a manager do? Make something appear that's not there?
Okay, so you would let it go.
Yeah, of course I let it go. Okay. I can't do anything about that.
You're at a bar. The bartender is very rude to you. He rolls his eyes and ignores you when you need something. He's generally a dick at all your interactions with him. Do you let it go? Do you speak to a manager?
No, the manager doesn't care. The manager knows that his bartender's an asshole, so that's not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I leave the bar. I do not leave a tip. And I get on Yelp, and I let the world know.
So you do something worse than going to the manager. You tell everybody.
Yeah, and you know, it's weird. When you put something on Yelp, a manager calls you. Happens a lot. You get emails from managers asking you, how come you... And they've said, how come you didn't talk to a manager? And I say, because if you have an employee that's that rude, you know they're that rude. You did nothing about it, so clearly you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I go to you? What are you going to do?
I guarantee this scenario has happened to you. You're going food shopping. You have 5 coupons for half off cereal. You try to use all 5. They say there's only a limit of 1 per customer, but it doesn't say that anywhere on the coupon. Do you let it go? Do you speak to the manager?
No, a manager can't do anything about that. That's a rule. So you buy a box of cereal on Monday. You go back Tuesday, buy the second one. You go on Thursday, you buy another one.
So you kind of let it go.
Yeah, you got to let it go. That's, again, there's nothing they can do about that. That's their policy. If something is a policy, they're not going to change their policy for you.
But the policy isn't on the piece of paper, though. That's the problem. It doesn't say.
What? It doesn't matter, because sometimes the policy of the store is different than the policy of the company. This is so funny. So my boyfriend likes to take a little snack with him when he goes to the theater. He likes M&M's. And he got some M&M's and they were the wrong ones in the bag, or there was rancid, or there's something wrong with the M&M's. I forgot what it was. And he had, you know, things are expensive here in New York. He bought a big giant bag and it was $9.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, you just wasted $9. He'd throw it away. So I was like, you know what? Let me send an email to Mars, to the company that owns M&M's, and just let them know. No, well, listen. I sent them the batch number. I said, there's something wrong with this batch number. Everything in here smells like wintergreen or mint or something, as if it went through like
a different line.
Icy hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, different line. Something's wrong with this particular. Just letting them know, like, hey, FYI, we had to throw these out. There's something wrong with this bag. Here's the SKU number, whatever. Bye. And I got an email back and they were like, how much did you spend? Where did you buy it? We'll send you coupons. And they sent us coupons. I was like, oh, that was very nice. So my boyfriend takes the coupon into CVS and they're like, we don't take these coupons. He's like, this is a manufacturer's coupon. Yeah, we don't take those here. But this is where I bought this product. Yeah, so we still have the coupons laying around and never used them.
Wow. All right, here's another one for you. You have a dinner reservation for 8.
Mm-hmm.
At 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? 8 o'clock or 8 people?
8 people at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
You show up at the restaurant at 8 o'clock. Your table isn't ready. You end up waiting 30 minutes before getting seated. Do you let it go? Bitch at the manager.
Only 30 minutes?
Yeah.
This is New York. Are you kidding? When you have an 8 o'clock reservation with 8 people, you're lucky if they take you within an hour.
No, oh, okay.
30 minutes? I'd be like, that's a gift. This place is awesome.
Coming back.
I'll be here every night.
You're in line at the store. Only 1 checkout lane is open.
Oh,
and the line is very long. Meanwhile, yep. You see other people that work there hanging out doing nothing. Do you let it go? Do you speak to a manager?
The beauty of New York is that somebody on that line is going to complain. I try not to let it be me because I know that there'll be somebody else that'll be yelling, hey, you over there. Hey, come on, let's go. Hey, do you see this line here? Where's the manager? I live in a city, especially this neighborhood. There's a lot of that. In fact, just today, I went for coffee with a friend of mine. And the coffee place we go to, there's 2 people behind the counter. One takes your order, the other makes it. The one making it was on her phone, hanging out, doing nothing, because it wasn't that busy. The one woman took my order, and I went over to where they give you the coffee, and the other one was still on the phone, like, you know, on her phone. And then somebody else came and ordered coffee, and she's still on her phone. And eventually she looked up and saw that there were orders coming in. But I just, you know, I got on my phone. I texted some friends. I just wasted some time. I'm like, I'm not going to be like, hey, you, hey, come on, do your job. Make
come
my
on,
coffee.
Come on, come on, hurry.
She knows what she's there to do. She knows why she's hired. So I let it go, you know. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever. It's coffee.
Last one.
No one's dying.
Last one. You watch your waiter cough into your pasta before delivering it to your table. When you point it out, he denies it and walks away.
Nope, 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 nope. I'm giving that pasta back. And if he says no and won't take it off the menu, that gets a manager.
See, I would think all of these. If I put you in every one of these scenarios, you're calling the manager.
You know, the problem is the more managers you call, the less places you can go.
You're the person that emails Mars candy bars.
Well, no, I was doing my civic duty. I wasn't trying to get something out of it. I was just saying to them, listen, you have a problem with this batch. I want to make sure that it's not poison. You're not killing people. There's no cyanide in here. Here's the batch.
I know, but it's $9 worth of candy. So you took out 3 hours of your life because...
Not 3 hours. It takes 2 seconds to send an email.
No,
hey,
no, no.
FYI.
3 hours because you bitched about it for 2.5. and then you got it under your skin. Then you had to go to the internet and find the email to Mars, which took a half an hour. And
no, it doesn't take a half. You literally go there, and as soon as you get up on the Mars site, it says customer service. You click on it, and they say customer service email. And then you just click on the email. It takes 2 seconds. And literally, like, I wasn't complaining. I was like, something's wrong with this batch. In case there's tampering going on or something nefarious, you need to know about it. Like, I, you know, in case you have an employee who's sabotaging your M&Ms.
See, I throw it away. I don't worry about it.
I'm a whistleblower.
Think about it again. You took 3 hours of your life because you complained.
It wasn't 3 hours. It took
you
me
complained,
2 seconds.
Then you had to open up your computer, and your computer wasn't charged, and then you had to go plug it in.
I opened the computer. I went to Mars.com or M&Ms.com or whatever. It pops right. It took 2 seconds. This conversation is taking longer.
I know. And this is $9 worth of conversation right here. It's making
and, you
me
know,
upset.
A lot good it did me. We were never able to use the coupon anyway.
See? They won.